Welcome. Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the Pacific and National Board Programming Committee. I'm the chair, Rob Robinson. and I'd like to welcome everyone. Let me begin by calling the roll. Or Teresa, do you have a list in front of you, or should I just call it off?
Let me
call it off since I've got it in front of me. Patty Heffley from WBAI.
Hello, present.
Okay. Rob Robinson from WPFW. I'm present. William Walker from KPFA. William is not with us. Marie Armudian from KPFK. Marie, of course, has her night school classes. She can't be with us. Ken Freeland. Adnan Lakhani.
Present.
Alan Minsky.
Present.
Arturo Lemus cannot be with us. He's got work this evening. Cade Campbell from WPFW. Norberto Martinez. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Serene Roberts. Bonnie Simmons.
Yep.
And Joe Wanzala. Okay, we have seven members currently present. We had a little problem with getting the minutes corrected from the last meeting, and I would like to ask if we can redraft some of the text and send that to you later this week. Would that be acceptable to the group?
Repeat that, please.
I'd like to ask Teresa to help me redraft the minutes from the previous meeting and send it to the group no later than the end of this week, if that's acceptable to everyone here.
Chair, question from Sean?
Yes, Sean.
I thought we had approved the minutes at our last meeting at the end of it.
We did, but I said that I would send it out to everyone, and what I got, I had problems dealing with.
Deciphering it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't want to try to make it up out of my head. And Teresa, I had problems. We had difficulty getting it done. So I asked your forgiveness for that, but I'd like to get it to you before the end of the week if that's acceptable to everyone here.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Then if no one has any other suggestions or objections, we will do that. Teresa?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Now, the agenda for today, I would like to point, well, Sean Rhodes pointed out to me that it's enumerated incorrectly. Item number 3 should be item number 2, and item number 4 should be item number 3. So I'd like to make that correction. And ask if anyone has any comments on the agenda for this evening's meeting. Okay, hearing none, then we will carry on. Just under housekeeping stuff, I think most of you know, but some of you may not, Ngozi Kamau from KPFT from Houston has resigned from the Pacifica National Board. She was a member of this committee. So there will be a replacement member on the national board, and they will appoint someone else from KPFT to be a member of this committee. So just so you know, that is an issue.
Well, Chair,
yes.
Sean again in New York.
Yes, Sean.
Isn't the term of this committee on a yearly basis?
Yes, sir, it is.
So there are only two more meetings that this person would be attending before having to be elected or reelected?
You are correct.
Okay.
Just
checking.
Yeah, right. We still haven't given you guys instructions for archiving information on the website. Maybe that's something, Otis, that you can help me with, because I would really like to make sure that we've got something that we can distribute to people if they want to know how to get minutes and so on and so forth. So if that's something I can work with you on, along with working on the KPFTX calendar, Otis, would that be agreeable?
Yeah.
I'm speaking to our technical advisor, Otis McClay, who is not a member of the committee, but who is...
Now, what do you mean, what archiving what? Because normally the meeting itself is archived.
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to send instructions to every member of the programming committee. I'd like to have written instructions about how documents, backup documents, minutes, agendas can be archived on the Yahoo website that we've got, so that everybody knows how to access stuff and how to put stuff up there.
I don't know about the Yahoo website.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, we'll have to...
Because normally I would archive anything on KPFTX.
Can we do the same thing on KPFTX and then just not work?
Yeah,
okay.
No. Right. I would put the minutes up if I had them. I would put up the agenda if I had it. I would put up anything.
Okay, well, then maybe what I should do is just we should use the KPFTX resource, which you've been kind enough to provide for all of us. Okay. The other thing that I began to mention just before we came onto the stream, most of you know that we agreed to this time, the third Monday's meetings, some time ago at the beginning when we were first established. Since then, Maria Armudian from KPFK from L.A. Has gone back to graduate school, and she's got classes every Monday evening, and she's concerned that since she can't meet with us on Mondays, that we don't love her and we don't want her on the meeting. Is there another day of the week that everybody can just tell me off the top of their head, assuming we stay in the third week of the month? I realize this is the fourth week, but we change this meeting. Is there another day of the week that we could meet at the same time that would be amenable to everyone?
Are all the other days okay with her?
Good point. I don't know. But let's just hear now, if there are any days that are good from people. How about Tuesday?
No. Because a lot of people, if they have classes, they have them on Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Tuesday okay for everybody or not?
No, what about Thursday?
Okay. Well, let me just go through the days of the week. Wednesday?
Wednesday could be problematic. Both
you're right. Wednesday can be. Okay, Thursday. How's Thursday?
No good for me.
Who was that, Teresa or Bonnie?
Bonnie, I'm on the air on Thursday.
Oh, okay. What about Friday? Yeah, okay. So we don't have a great alternative. And Saturday and Sunday are just not good nights, unfortunately. Okay, I think that's all the time we can spend on that. Okay, I'd like to now go into the substance of the meeting this evening and go back through the redraft of the policy document. I realize that this document looks different. As I told everyone at the last meeting, there are two issues that I'm concerned about that we may have to run into in order to get PNB approval. One of them was I did not want to hear people saying that the programming committee of the Pacifica National Board is trying to assume responsibility for producing programming, either at the local stations or the network. So I did one chart that says, that's called Implementing the Program Policy and Guidelines, Tasks, in which I tried to break out the different items that we talk about in the basic policy document and indicate who does what in the network for some of these. Many of the things, such as program evaluation or assessing our ability to fulfill the mission with our local station program schedules, are things which the local stations work on cooperatively or should be working on cooperatively with the LSB. And Ken Freeland was kind enough to point out some changes that need to be made on that. In any case, so that chart has been added, as well as a section at the back of the policy document that talks about implementing guidelines. The other aspect of this, which I foresaw as being a stumbling block for some people, was the issue that people would say, well, how do you think the programming committee is going to oversee all of this? How are you going to make it happen? If there's a completely new committee next year, how are they going to know what to do? So I tried to indicate that also in the guideline section, and I also developed a perspective. It's just an idea, but an annual timetable of how some of these things might break out. Now, this is not anything that we're voting on to do or not do. I'm just simply trying to display how some of these things might occur, assuming that we can agree on a policy, forward it to the national board, and they adopt it as well. As many of you know, a policy that implements the bylaws is a much more flexible document than the bylaws are. In order to amend the bylaws, there are about three ways that you can do it, and you can only do it those ways. Policies, however, are like budgets. They change all the time. So I understand that we're going to ask for some changes for what we have this evening, no matter what happens. And even if the full Pacifica National Board were to adopt some version of this, the minute that policy is put in place, it's going to begin, become subject to change. So having said that, if I'd just like to go through the first five pages in particular, and again solicit any input from people about things that they think are not right, should be out, or should be changed, or things that we should have put in that we didn't. So with those prefatory remarks, can we begin going through the document, or does anyone have anything that they would like to say before we start getting down to the nitty-gritty?
Did everyone get a copy of them, the policies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now there are four paragraphs at the beginning that are a little bit different, and let me just go over what I'm trying to say here. I talk about the responsibility of management at the top. It's the unique responsibility of management to allocate the resources that we have for programming. I talk about the responsibility of the National Board that is responsible for ensuring that resources are available. And I just want everybody to understand the distinction between that. A governing board is responsible for assuring that adequate resources exist for an organization to perform the operations and the mission. It's the responsibility of management to oversee, the allocation of those resources and the implementation of policy.
Could you just repeat what you just said, both of those things, please?
Sure. It's the general responsibility of a governing board in an organization, particularly in a nonprofit organization. Their major job is to make sure that adequate resources exist. It's the unique function, typically, of management to be responsible for allocating the resources and implementing the policies that are established by the board. The board establishes policies. The management implements them.
Thank you.
So I'm trying to make, in the first and the last paragraph, I'm trying to do that because, and I want everybody to understand, we have had no policy in place for programming effectively for years, and the only policy that we ever did have was simply one that said if 3 out of 5 stations agree to take a national broadcast, all of them have to take a national broadcast. But one of the concerns that I have is that in programming, which is the principal product of this network's broadcast operations, somebody has to be responsible for assuring that there are adequate resources to support local station and national programming and that those resources are allocated correctly. And then if the board doesn't make sure that the resources exist, then we have to go after the board. If management doesn't allocate them properly, that's when we go after them for not implementing the policy. And that's what I'm trying to do in those paragraphs, because I think that's an important introduction to the issue of policy. The second part, I thought it was important for people to understand that really the programming is the basic thing that we have, that we do at Pacifica, that determines whether or not we're fulfilling the mission. We always talk in Pacifica about fulfilling the mission, and everybody probably has a wildly different idea of what that mission is. But I think one of the things for us to understand is that if there's one thing that tells people that we're fulfilling the mission, it's the programming. It's not governance. It's not management. It's not budget. It's not democratic elections. But it is the programming. And the second thing that I think that's fundamental about programming is that it creates audiences that are the people that keep us self-sustaining and that are responsible for telling us whether or not we're fulfilling the mission. The third paragraph, and Sean has Rhodes has pointed out that there's some questions there. What I'm trying to explain there, and I'm sure that I can do a better job of it, but I'm trying to make the point that the one program which is generating one out of every $4 that we have is a national program. That's the program that is produced to the highest level of quality of anything that we have in Pacifica. And not only does that generate one out of every $4 that we earn across the network, it's also something which more than 40% of our listeners say they listen to. And what that tells us, at least what that tells me, is that our listeners have a strong appetite for well-produced, mission-driven programming. And that if we give them that, they will respond by giving us their money and saying, yes, this supports the mission and we'll do that. The risk that we have right now is that we only have one national program that creates that kind of response among the audience. So if something were to happen to Democracy Now, we would have a hole in our budget and a hole in our program schedule that would be very, very hard to fill. And so I guess what I'm also trying to say is that we are not doing enough as a network to provide the listeners with programming that's produced at that level, and that's what we need to be concerned about. And this is one of the ongoing discussions that, in particular, Ken Freeland and I have talked about, why it's so critical that we get a network news program, for example, in place. So I'm trying to put that in context. And there may be a better way to make that point, and if anyone has suggestions, I'd be happy to change that. But I think these are important lead-ins to what we do. Any discussion of that?
Chair, this is Sean in New York. I have some suggestions in terms of wording.
Great.
Let's see. Basically, what these four paragraphs are, in a sense, our preamble.
Yes, sir.
I would suggest that we take the fourth paragraph, since that deals with the national board, and make that the first paragraph in a modified version. Here's what I'm suggesting. It would read, "It is the responsibility of the Pacifica National Board to ensure that adequate resources are available for national and local station operations, period." Then I would take the part of what's currently the first paragraph and modify that so that it reads, "It is the responsibility of the local stations to ensure that those allocated resources are used to create mission-driven programming and to bring Pacifica a variety of voices on a range of topics to larger and more diverse audiences in accordance with approved Pacifica policies and guidelines." And I think that would combine the two ideas that you're trying to get across there in one nugget.
Okay, it sounds good to me. Let me just be clear on one thing, Sean. Paragraph 4, will we put a period at operations?
Right.
Okay. And we just and we excise the next everything to the end of that paragraph.
Correct.
That goes out.
Oh, I want to object to that. I want to leave that in somewhere. It doesn't matter to me where it goes, but I think it's a vital idea, and I certainly wouldn't want it dropped.
Okay. But going back to what Sean says, I mean, the concept of having the first sentence of the last paragraph followed by the first sentence of the first paragraph, I like that.
Yeah,
so I'm okay with that. And basically, did you take anything out of the first paragraph, Sean, or did you just leave that intact?
I modified it. I reworded some things.
Okay.
Well, I noticed you seemed to take national office out.
Yes.
So you want to say it's the responsibility of the PNB to ensure that adequate resources are available for national and local station operations, period.
Right.
Okay, and then what do you want to say?
It is the responsibility of the local stations. I left off the national office because based on what Rob is explaining at the beginning there, his point was that it's the local station's responsibility to ensure that those allocated funds or resources are used to blah, 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 blah.
Do you want to just say it was the responsibility of management?
Okay. I'm not.
Is that okay with everyone? Yeah.
Management doesn't allocate resources independently, though. It allocates them in association with the with board oversight. So I think, speaking of management, you know, as if it were a separate entity without budgetary involvement by the boards is problematic.
So then you want to leave it local stations? It is responsible.
Yeah, if you put the boards in there, I mean, then I think you can get away with it. But I think you can't isolate management from board in terms of budgetary allocation, because that would really be in contradiction to the bylaws.
But I think what he's trying to do, well, if we put boards into the second paragraph, then what he's trying to get at is what management is responsible for doing in that second paragraph.
I think Rob said it real well earlier, that the management's responsibility is to implement policies.
Well, it's also to allocate the resources, Ken. I mean, they put the budgets together. The budgets are largely constructed by management, and they're responsible for putting that together in order to implement the policy. I just want to make it clear that the board has the responsibility to say that the resources are there and they're adequate. And secondly, it's the unique responsibility of management to make sure that they're allocated to support programming, among other things. I'm not trying to say that there isn't any interplay or interaction on that, but I'm trying to make it clear whose job it is to do what.
Well, as you know, my big concern is that some management has a tendency to omit board input, and therefore, yep, if you don't explicitly mention the role of the board in this process, it will likely be ignored by.
But I'm not saying that we don't mention the role of the board.
Okay.
I'm saying that it's in implementing policy, one of the things that management is supposed to do and focus on is putting budgets together and managing the budgets and amending the budgets and, you know, and overseeing the revenue. That doesn't mean that governance doesn't have a role in oversight there, but their job is to allocate and implement and manage.
Why don't we, at the end of the sentence, add with board oversight?
Yeah, or how about this at the end where it says in accordance with approved Pacifica policies and guidelines? How about in approved Pacifica
there.
And board policies and guidelines? Okay.
Well, the Pacifica policies and guidelines are the policies that are promulgated by the board.
Not necessarily. They could be considered to be the ones that are in the bylaws as to be interpreted solely by management. That's the problem.
So
I want the word board in there somewhere if we're not going to talk
Pacifica
about...
Pacifica board policies?
Management on the local level, which is what I think Sean's alluding to here, it is responsible to Pacific National Board Policy, but it's also in some ways to interface with the local boards in terms of policy.
Well, we just say Pacifica governance policies and guidelines.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
That could work.
Okay.
So here's what Teresa and I and Sean are going to do. We're going to make sure that we combine those two paragraphs and get that out to you tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'd like to go over this, what we just agreed to.
Okay.
We took the first first sentence, and
right,
you ended with a period after station operations.
Yeah.
That's a period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it is the unique responsibility of management.
No, we took unique out.
You don't like the word unique?
He took unique out.
All right. It is the responsibility of management, or you don't want management, you want the Pacifica National Office and the Pacifica local stations to allocate resources to develop mission-driven programming and to bring the most successful local programs and Pacifica voices to larger and more diverse audiences in accordance with approved Pacifica policies and guidelines. What did
Pacifica
you just put in
Pacifica governance policies and guidelines.
In accordance with approved Pacifica governance. Comma, policies and guidelines.
No comma there.
Just also comma after governance. It's governance policies and guidelines.
Governance policies and guidelines. And what about that other, the second part of the sentence that was in the fourth paragraph?
Yeah.
I have a question before we move on. Why aren't we including the word management again to clarify what we're all trying to say?
Which word?
Why aren't we clearly indicating the role of management in the sentence as was? Sorry, I had to go off the phone.
We did. We left it there.
We could put management, and then we could put Pacifica National Office and Pacifica local stations in parentheses.
That is management. National Office and local stations is management.
All right. So, Adnan,
okay.
did you? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
sure. No.
So what's the answer about the second part of that
we don't know
paragraph?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Does anyone have an idea what we do with that dangling participle? Conditions exist within the Pacifica radio network that lead to the creation of mission-driven programming.
Can it just round out that first paragraph at the end of what we've already done?
It's a, make it a freestanding sentence at the end of the paragraph?
No, you could even make it a phrase if you want to make it a nice long sentence. I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's redundant. It's part of what you're already saying.
It already says that.
Where?
In the revised...
Well, we say it in the second paragraph. The role of programming is to fulfill the mission. And we've talked about larger and more diverse audiences.
Well, this seems to be saying that the conditions exist, you know, within the Pacifica network that lead to the creation of mission-driven programming, which I would assume would mean national mission-driven programming.
Would everyone defer to Ken Freeland and myself to find a way to keep that sentence without making it long and confusing and breaking up the flow and get that to you tomorrow? In other words, Ken and I will collaborate on figuring out what to do with that thought and include it here so that it doesn't, so that it's clear, but so that it doesn't dilute the meaning? Or do you want to work on it now?
I think it's going to be a little bit challenging for us to approve the minutes at the end if there are going to be parts of it that are not approved, unless you want to tell me the phrasing how you want that in the minute.
Basically that the committee approves of this idea, but is deferring the actual literal wording of it to... a work of a subcommittee. That's really what it would come down to.
Is there a reason why we just don't keep keep that second part of the sentence and just put it up there as it was? Or, I don't know, was it Joe? Who was it that didn't like that sentence?
Sean.
Sean, do you not believe that it's the responsibility of the PNB to ensure that conditions exist within the Pacifica Radio Network that lead to the creation of mission-driven programming, etc.?
I had no feelings about that one way or the other. It could be a responsibility of the national board as well as being a responsibility of local management that, you know, creating those conditions.
Well, really, let me make a suggestion. I guess that's what we want. In my way of thinking about it, that's we want program policy. The reason we want a programming policy is we want to make sure that we create conditions throughout the network that create, you know, that support the creation of mission-driven programming and that bring a variety of voices on a range of topics to a public. That's really why we're creating a policy. Not to produce the programming, but to create conditions that are conducive to the programming being created by producers and programmers and volunteers and like that. So that's kind of what we're saying is the emphasis of the policy. So we could say that out in the second paragraph where we say the role of programming is one, two, we could also say the purpose of this policy is to create conditions that are conducive to the creation of mission-driven programming that bring a variety of voices on a range of topics to the public.
Okay.
That's okay. The purpose of programming policy. The purpose of this policy is to create conditions conducive to that. Is that okay?
Works for me.
Okay. Then,
all right. Just bear with me 1 minute here. So you want that now in the second paragraph.
Right.
Second sentence. The purpose of this policy is to create conditions
that are conducive to the creation, and then we go on to the end of the sentence.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hurdle cleared.
Yay.
Okay.
Now, the terms the, of a third
the
paragraph.
Tricky third paragraph, Sean.
Yes.
Yes.
I would leave the first sentence of that mm-hmm. paragraph as is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I would suggest as a substitution for the second part of that paragraph, if Pacifica offered well-produced mission-driven program, I'm sorry, if Pacifica offered other well-produced mission-driven programs, it's reasonable to conclude our audience and financial base would increase.
Where are we? Where are you talking about putting this?
In the third paragraph.
The third paragraph. Okay.
After the sentence where they say say they listen to Democracy Now.
Uh-huh.
After that, instead
after
of these.
After the words mission driven. After which words?
More. More
after
than
Democracy
four,
Now.
More than 4 out of 10 Pacifica listeners say they listen to Democracy Now! Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying after that Democracy Now. If Pacifica offered other well-produced mission-driven programs, it's reasonable to conclude our audience and financial base would increase.
Second.
I don't have a problem with that. Adnan, Alan, anything?
Sounds good. Just listening in.
Okay.
Just a minute. I would like him to repeat that.
Sure.
If Pacifica offered...
other...
uh-huh.
Well-produced. I guess well-produced, comma.
Mission-driven program.
Programs. It's reasonable to conclude
mm-hmm.
our audience
mm-hmm.
and financial base
mm-hmm.
would increase.
Okay, and then you want to... then you say these. Then you want to continue with these statistics, right?
No, I leave that.
No,
out.
No.
Take that out.
So you don't want that anymore.
Right.
Well, that's gone.
And the committee does not want that anymore.
No,
I'm fine.
It's gone. Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
No problem. Now, in terms of something that was mentioned under the when you start to give the definitions of programming includes,
mm-hmm.
I would put. The 1.3 national operations.
Yep.
I would put that definition or that explanation right after we did this third paragraph here, and then which talks about the funding and all that other stuff.
So you want national operations to be 1.1?
Actually, wouldn't even make it a number. Just put it after as a standing sentence after that Democracy Now! Third paragraph.
I think
make it a separate paragraph.
So we're not going to define national operations anymore.
Oh boy,
well,
I don't.
You're not defining national operations. You're just putting it as a sentence there. The definition as a sentence by itself, as a paragraph by itself.
What about Sean? Let me make a suggestion. What about putting it after 6.0, after programming resources, and before the affiliates? So that it, I agree that it's really not a type of programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's an element of national operations. What about putting it after programming resources on page 4?
I don't understand why it's being moved at all, frankly, because it seems to me that it's a natural heading for what follows from it, which are a breakdown. It's basically a preamble to 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, 1.5. So why does it need to be moved at all?
In 1.0, he says programming includes, and he lists a number of things, and then he goes on to define those things.
Then he breaks them down one by one and explains each one of them.
Right, and okay. Then national operations is not part of that, and national operations is not a type of programming. It's not a type of programming.
Where's national operations? Oh, I see. I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's 1.3 that you want to move, not the...
Yeah,
right.
I misunderstood. I thought you were trying to move programming includes. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Do you have a thought on where it might be best, Ken?
Oh, boy. I haven't thought about it. I'll think of
okay.
Some time.
So you would want to put national operations before programming?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be a number, It would just follow it as paragraph 5.
Yes.
But,
or technically,
but it would...
technically paragraph 4.
So you wouldn't put, would you say Pacifica National Operations shall adequately fund?
Right.
Or Pacifica shall adequately fund a display, da-da-da-da, through its national operation.
Okay.
I would...
Just tell me what you want, just tell, whenever you decide.
It seems reasonable to me that we would put it there. I mean, it does seem to fit with the overall statement of the responsibility of the board and the financial and on so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
What about if we basically said as an introductory sentence, Pacifica programming is supported by other national operational divisions or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Introduction to what? Where?
Well, the reason we're talking about national operations is because you can't separate Pacifica programming from the technicality that enables you to distribute it to different media, from the fact that some of this is distributed specifically to affiliates, and that there's a program to extend the audience through affiliates, and that also this is, you know, the website development in the internet is a fundamental aspect of distributing and maintaining our programming. So they're not types of programming,
right,
but it's part of the programming infrastructure. And my concern, the reason for me putting this there, is because we have a tendency to just sort of lump all this stuff together in the national budget, and then if somebody decides they're going to cut this or they're going to cut that, they do it, and then our ability to support the programming or support the affiliates doesn't exist. So my concern is that programming, that there has to be an infrastructure that supports programming, whether it's local programming or whether it's national programming or network broadcasts. And it's not just staffing and resources. It's also the infrastructure.
Well, I would highly recommend that you use that term infrastructure in headlining it. And, you know, if you don't think that it belongs down under programming resources at the bottom there, then I would suggest that it could be usefully included in the preamble to Part 1 as, you know, where it says currently called programming includes, but it could be differently headlined. And
what about if we headline call it the need for national network operational infrastructure or national network operations infrastructure? Is that...
But you're also in stating, you're also detailing the different types of programming. Are you going to do that in the same sentence?
We're going to do that immediately afterwards. In other words, before we start saying programming includes,
yeah,
we've got something that says Pacifica programming is supported by a national,
yeah,
network operations infrastructure, which,
yeah,
includes,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
I think that's very good. I think it's very good.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused about where,
okay,
we are.
Okay, Teresa, here's where we are. Before 1.0,
mm-hmm,
we're going to take the text that appears in 1.3,
yeah,
and we're going to say Pacifica programming,
mm-hmm,
is supported by...
Other national operations.
No, is supported by a national operations infrastructure, period, highlight. And then we take the rest of that text. Okay?
FR, just 1 minute here. And that's what you want highlighted.
Just the first sentence. Pacifica programming is supported by a national or supported by a network operational infrastructure. Isn't that what I said?
Network, or you said national operational.
Well, let's call it a network.
a network.
Yeah, because that, yeah, we, national has other connotations.
All right. Pacifica programming is supported by a network operational infrastructure, and then you want the sentence, Pacifica shall adequately fund and display in the budget. And that first one you want highlighted. Got it.
Yep. Is that okay with everyone?
Okay.
For me.
Then we go to 1.0, programming includes. Any changes? Then we go to 1.1, local station programming. I confess I became a little bit more explicit here. So if anyone sees things that is too detailed or confusing, please speak up.
Just one minor note, Rob.
Sure can.
Mission-driven should be hyphenated.
Yes, it should.
I'm having a little difficulty removing, once I remove the 1.3. So I'm assuming you'll fix that, because it won't automatically correct all of the other numbers.
If you highlight it and take the whole thing out, it should. But let's worry about, you know, that. Make sure that you just drag it out of there and put it in the other place, and then we can renumerate. Although I confess I constantly have problems with the numbers changing in Microsoft Word because I haven't learned. So not 1.1. We have a hyphen missing in mission-driven. Which line is that in, Ken?
Which
or how far down the paragraph?
What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
1.1.
1.1 is local station programming. But
yeah.
I think we're talking about programming. 1.0 is, that is confusing. 1.0 is programming includes.
Yeah.
And 1.1 is local station programming.
Right. Where is the hyphen missing in mission?
Oh, the hyphen's missing in the preamble. In two places I saw it.
Okay.
Mission driven. It's in the fourth, in what's currently the fourth paragraph. The part that we agreed to keep in there.
I see. Okay.
Some other place too.
Okay.
Yeah,
we just have to do
bottom of the existing third paragraph, the previous third paragraph.
Yep. You're right.
I'm sorry. I've corrected it in paragraph 2. Where is it else?
3 and 4.
All right.
And that last, second last words, 3 and...
well, remember,
third
the,
line
second,
of four.
The second part of the third paragraph we excised.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so... We had no changes to 1.1 so far. Can we go to 1.2? National programming derives from successful local station programs. That's short.
Robert, can I make a quick suggestion here? Under 1.1, where it says local stations must develop coherent plans to schedule programming strategically throughout the week in order to maximize listenership. I know that this is going to sound like a broken record, but I would really, really appreciate it if we could say listenership to mission-driven programming, okay? I think that's vital, especially here at KPFT. There's a real problem with that idea. And if it were stated out front, it would be extremely helpful to us.
Can you say one more time? I'm sorry.
This is the third sentence. It says local stations must develop coherent plans to schedule programming strategically throughout the week in order to maximize listenership. And I would like it to say listenership to mission-driven programming, in order to maximize listenership to mission-driven programming.
Oh, I thought you were saying through mission-driven programming.
No, two. Two.
Okay.
The third sentence?
I think it's third. Not sure though. Yeah, fourth maybe. Fourth.
We're on
fourth sentence.
1.1, correct? 1.1.
Yeah, 1.1. Fourth sentence.
Building and sustaining. It is a function. Similarly, arts and certain mission driven.
I'll say so. It's fifth. I'm sorry. The local stations must develop.
Oh, the fifth sentence. Okay.
Yes.
Local stations must do what?
Develop coherent plans.
Mm-hmm.
to schedule programming strategically,
mm-hmm.
comma, throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
comma, in order to maximize listenership,
yes.
to mission-driven programming.
I guess I never have understood what programming there is that we have on the air that isn't.
People spinning discs.
Oh, God forbid.
Now we're getting into philosophical morass there. I don't mind. I mean, I don't think that's. I mean, if that makes you feel better, Ken, let's
it really
put it
does.
There.
It would be very helpful to have that for reference.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does anyone object to that?
I object if mission if programming that is people playing music isn't mission-driven programming.
I don't think that's the case, Bonnie. I think that's Ken's personal feeling, but I don't think he's really fundamentally casting asparagus on spinning discs. Are you, Ken?
No, there's certainly a time and a place for that, but if we want to maximize what would really be our focus of providing news found and not found in other media and so forth and so on, and stuff that's specific to the mission and not stuff that can be generalized, abstracted from it. But I think that's what I would see as more in line with that. Personally,
I think the
personal.
Point that he's trying to make, Bonnie, is a different point. I think what he's trying to say, and forgive me, Ken, if I'm wrong with. But if we put things like our best news offering in the morning drive time, in
right.
the evening drive time, more people are going to hear that,
right.
and that's going to help us build an audience among the people that need that staple in order to listen to the rest. It doesn't mean a judgment against music or cultural
no.
programming.
Right.
It's
right.
just that there is a
right.
behavior for people that want to hear news to hear it at certain times. And if we put it there for them, will attract people that might not listen to some of the other things. But we have to have the product there, and we have to put
yep.
it at a time when they'll listen to it. I think that's what he's trying
that's
to say,
what I'm trying
and
to
I understand
yep.
what he means. Okay. So is that okay with you, Bonnie? Bonnie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I heard a bloop. I heard that blooping noise, and I didn't know if that meant that you left in high dudgeon
right.
or something like that. Okay, we're still happy then. Then that puts us forward back to 1.4 network broadcasts. We talked about it. That hasn't changed since the last time that we looked at this. That includes the changes that Ken made. We're talking about a substantial role. So that's consistent. Commission programming. Now, we did not talk about affiliate programming. You guys said don't put affiliate programming in there because nobody knows what that is, so it's not there.
Hold on. Rod, 1 second. This is Alan here.
Yes, Alan.
I just got a phone call. I had to step away for a second. Did we pass network broadcast, that paragraph?
We just finished it, but did you want us to add something?
I was just wondering about that. Let's see, just reading it, shall always provide that the local station in the city from which the program originates play a substantial role. I like that. And network broadcast should be produced collaboratively between stations, reporters, producers, hosts, and programming collectors. It's just, and obviously you're a D.C. member. D.C. has such a large role in that. What's your sense of, I do like the Washington station playing a substantial role in developing, hosting, and producing D.C. broadcasts. But I also would like to see other people from Pacifica have an opportunity to participate in that. I'm just wondering how you envision that. Because D.C. is going
yeah,
on to have
I,
about two-thirds of the national programming. Basically.
Okay, yeah. There was a discussion at the local, at the D.C. LSB, in which it was put forward that when things like the congressional hearings are scheduled, there was the suggestion that those things are planned and the local station staff are not included.
I agree that it's been too much that way, yeah.
Yeah, but I think similarly there are other stations that also don't get included when these things get planned. I think the point is simply if there is going to be a huge protest against an execution in Houston, it would be presumptuous of us to put that on and then not permit the reporters and the hosts from KPFT to be involved in the broadcast.
Right.
And so we're just simply saying The policy is when you do that, you give the people from that station the ability to play a role so that there's no question of there being, you know, New York-centric or D.C.-centric or Berkeley-centric, you know, tilt. But Alan is also right. In many cases, we haven't permitted Cape. I don't think we've ever done a national a network broadcast specifically from KPFK or that KPFK produced all by itself. So, I mean, I think everybody suffers from these things, and that's simply an attempt to address that problem fairly for everybody. But did you want to add anything, Alan?
No, I mean, the language is not overly specific. I think it's generally accurate. I like substantial role in developing, hosting, and producing the broadcast. And, I want to see public affairs programming develop and flourish at the Washington station, too. But also, I would love to see whenever that, again, assuming probably about two-thirds of the national broadcasts are going to, or at least that are going to be located in one of the five signal areas that will end up being in D.C., there's a mechanism by which it's still produced collaboratively between the stations, and there can be participation from, hosts and maybe even producers who, can, effectively contribute to the
right
production.